Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
that is spooky. Ooh, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Day before, but it'll count.
We're recording it also the Saturday before, but we're going to play Mansions.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh.
That'll be fun.
I haven't played it in a while.
That was your throat, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Thanks for calling that out. Because now I'll keep that in. Sound like alien or predator.
Oh, man. Anyways. All right. So Bree just looked up the writer's, actor's strike update.
Yeah. Because I had hopes because they met like four times this last week. I was like, oh, we're probably moving towards closure. So then me and Allie will have to sit down and actually figure our shit out.
Schedule out, yeah.
But we looked it up and they're still striking. And they apparently have been meeting all throughout the weekend, which is insane to me. Because when I worked at a hotel and the union went on strike, they gave the weekend. The weekend was their rest time. The weekend was like, we're not doing talks during the weekend. We're going to come back on Monday. To me, them talking during the weekend is a good sign.
I hope so. I would think so.
Yeah, but I'm worried. Although this strike, I don't think would affect me as someone who wants to go into the industry, but also it kind of would because it would technically be even more my field. But I was talking to my life coach and she was like, I think Hollywood's going to be on pause for a long time because we were talking about like steps to get me there. And she was like, I don't think this is something you need to rush because it's stalled right now, obviously. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, the actors are going to be coming back soon, but I think the tech is next because there's a tech union too for film industry. And she's like,
do we have to not do off script because of that?
I'm hoping not.
Malanta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which then also makes me just think, why don't the studios, when one of them go on strike, why don't they just get the contracts like
ready for all of them?
Why do they dig their feet in and go, nah, we're not going to give you money? But who's to say the tech department might not? They probably will with how little they probably get paid. But there's a chance that that's around the corner too.
Oh, my gosh.
So what I'm hoping is that at least we can have a break between the two strikes and be able to release some stuff and then go on pause.
If we need to.
Yeah.
We'll look up.
Yeah. I'll figure that out once we get to that bridge. But
if we
I'm optimistic. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I also feel like if they would already have, like, we would have already heard about it.
Right.
I feel like.
Yeah.
But also they could just be waiting to kind of dig the point, because if you strike with the actors, everything's already on pause because the actors are on strike. But if once you get things rolling and you go on strike, that kind of hits them harder. Like, they're gonna be like, yes, we can finally get back to doing our work, and then, oh no, now everyone that does the behind the scenes work isn't gonna help.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
we'll keep you updated on that. Yeah, for sure.
I'm optimistic, like I said. I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but
yeah,
who knows. Yeah. And then we just had a Halloween party.
We
We just had a lot of parties.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
I know. I'm so tired.
Poor John. Poor John has been like his work ever since we got back from Dubai. They're trying to get the year done because they like to get the year done so that they can have a few months off before they get back to work for the new year. Even though it's not like a few months off, they just get a nice like break where everything's easy going. And so they're kind of in the push right now. And so I swear during the week, he's just working straight and only working. And I have filled his time with things that we're doing. And so he's always like, weekend. And then he's like, I'll be like, okay, are you ready for this? And he's like, that's this weekend.
And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, and we have this.
You might have to just start coming things solo again.
Yeah, that's basically my plan. We just signed on, me and my friend Megan. She has a Game of Thrones game that I really want to play. And so she's been trying to get us together for a Game of Thrones day. And so we made plans after we did trivia night with her to do it on Friday. On the 4th of November. Why I said Friday, I don't know. But
that's our day. Don't ditch my girl's day.
We finally get to hang out and you're doing something else. And so we signed on for that. And after we did that, on the drive home, I sat there and I was like, oh, this poor guy. I really just, because then I was thinking about it and I was like, wow, this weekend is packed. And then I signed us up for something on Saturday.
Yes.
So, yeah, I do think I'm going to have to start. I'll invite him if he needs to, but I also need him to start saying no.
He's a 9. He won't ever say no.
I know. So I just have to say no for him.
Yes. So now it's up to you, too, about trick-or-treating with it.
Yeah.
Because he looked pretty exhausted when you mentioned it.
I know. Yeah. I'll probably just come.
Okay.
I'm coming trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I'm coming to play Mansions of Madness.
Yes.
So...
Do
whatever he wants.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, that's awesome.
He's going to listen to this and be like, what?
Does he listen to our podcast?
He does.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thanks, John.
Hi John.
Good to have you listen to us.
Isn't it funny when we're surprised that people we know listen? We're like, wow.
I know. Well, he surprised me because I think it wasn't the Dubai episode. It was the episode before where I talked about everything that I was excited for us to go and do. And he listened to me edit it. And then the next week he was like, I listened to your episode.
Aww.
And I was like, you didn't have to. You listened to it when I edited it.
That's so funny. Well, that's sweet. That's fun. Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, my day started off. It was Tyler's birthday party today.
Yeah.
And oh, gosh. No, it actually turned out really right. Really right.
I was so bummed, Allie. So John and I were invited. But then I told Allie, I was like, I'm probably not going to bring John because he's tired. And she was like, well, you can skip it. And then I wake up and you're texting me and Justin's texting me. And I was like, shoot, I should probably go.
I just needed to know for sure if you were coming so I knew how many pizzas to buy.
Yeah. I knew. And then John Season's like, oh, we should go. And I was like, we're going to be really late.
Yeah, you text me 11, what, 11?
Yeah.
The party start. No, it must have been later because the party started at 10:30. I think you texted me 11:15.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, we're just showering and going to come. And I was like, but it gets over at 12:30.
I know. I know. I kept telling John, I was like, no, we shouldn't.
So that's why we showed up with literally 20 minutes.
20 minutes. I was like, cool, we're now going to be the people that everyone's like, oh, you guys are the late couple.
Like, the really
here for 20 minutes. I know Seth was flipping me crap too.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, thanks, Seth. Because the whole point of this story was, so we're there and we're getting food. Your mom really, it was really sweet. Your mom goes, I'm sorry, we only have pepperoni left. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll eat whatever. And she was like, we had Hawaiian. And when I got it, I was thinking of you.
Oh.
I should have showed up on time.
Well, yeah, because if you showed up on time, we went to a bounce house place. And so all the adults got a bounce house. And they had a slide that was
freaking straight down, and like I flew off the end, and Justin and Ashley had so much fun with it. It was like every, I was so sad because you guys would have had a blast,
dude.
With it.
I know I would have. Yeah. I'm bummed. I'm pretty bummed about it. Yeah.
Don't worry, I could totally see Tyler doing next birthday there too, or good. Probably not Riley, but she wants to do catapult.
Oh, that's still fun. Yeah, I'll go.
Okay,
I'll enjoy it.
I don't know what the number limit though is the only issue.
Oh yeah. And she's now got friends.
She's now got friends. Like a freaking,
except for I thought it was sweet that group. She just ran right up to me at the party I crashed tonight. Yeah. I was like, come on, kid.
So sweet. And that brings us to our next story.
Yeah.
So after Tyler's party, I got to go home for a quick hot minute and do whatever. And then take the kids to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my first grade group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, these guys are crazy.
Yes, they are.
They're so much fun, but man, I'm like, how am I in this friend group? And that's kind of the joke. And one of them wasn't even there tonight, and they kind of like
elevated.
Yes. But anyway, so it was a very fun party. Lots of fun kids running around, lots of smiles and everything. And then I get a phone call
because so. My parents decided to throw a Halloween party this year, and my mom got Allie roped in on doing a scavenger hunt. Allie made a scavenger hunt for all of us to go and find stuff. And one of the clues was a skeleton. We had to find a skeleton, and we got bonus points if we found a 12-foot one. And from the house where we were walking from to Allie's, well, first off, okay, so like part of our group was in a car because the walk was kind of far. And so a majority of us were walking. Then when we got to one of our locations, I was cold and John was like, why don't you just get in the car? I was like, yeah, but I'll feel bad like leaving the rest of the group. Like no one knows where they're going. And John was like, no, get in the car. And so I told them how to get to your house because I was like, I know that we're trying to get to Allie's. So I know it's going to be along this path somewhere. So we get in the car. Then it was hilarious because we're driving back and forth between Kathy's and your house and we do not see a skeleton. We're like, where is
it? I swear I drove it and there were some.
That's literally what I said. I was like, okay guys, I know we don't see one right now, but Allie drove this and she saw one, so it's gotta be somewhere. And so we did this drive a few times, and then Justin took a wrong turn to get to Allie's, which ended up being a great blessing for us because then we're driving and we're driving and we're driving. And me, when I get excited about things, especially in the car, it's kind of bad. Thankfully, Justin wasn't affected by it. It was Ashley who was, but I was like,
oh,
got super excited because of the big skeleton. Because I was like, there were no 12-foot skeletons anywhere, and out of nowhere, there's one.
And that was the one I was thinking of when I wrote this clue.
So then what happens is, we're getting out of the car once I see the skeleton to take a picture with the skeleton. And
that was their hunt. They had to find decorations and take pictures with them.
Yeah. And send them back to my mom. And then we would get the next clue. And of course, there's a guy outside. I think he was probably smoking or just getting air because it was crazy inside or something. I don't know what he was doing, but he was outside. And I was like, oh, shit. But Ash, being asked, she just asked, she was like, hey, can we get a picture with your skeleton? I was like, wow, I'm glad you got the guts, because I was about to like go on kitty corner or across the street and like do a far away selfie. But he was like, yeah, of course. And then I was like, I really like everything that you guys got, because they had creepy stuff there.
Jasmine had to go out and turn everything off so Riley could leave, because Riley was in utter tears. She was crying so hard.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even though she walked by him to go in,
it was daytime.
That makes sense.
Yeah, she has they had like three or four of the animatronics mm-hmm. from Spirit that jump and
I really like, there was one that was all black. He was creepy. He mm-hmm. freaked me out, but he was the furthest one away from the door. So
the boogeyman, that was, I was, she was very excited about that one.
That's a good one. And so I then am like, I love all the decorations you've got here. And Ash is like, yeah, this is great. And the guy's like, oh yeah, it's my wife. It's all my wife. And then she comes out and is like asking him to grab something. And he was like, oh, they've just asked to take a picture with our skeleton. And they said that they like your stuff. And she was like, oh yeah, of course. And then she like looks around and then she like slowly sauntered out to us and like very quietly was like, so we're having a party in there. So if you want to come and join. I'm just sitting there like, did I just get invited when I just won the Mission of the Skeleton? I was like, never in my life have I been invited day of to go into someone else's party.
Oh my gosh.
But then Ash was like, oh, we have our own party. We're here for a scavenger hunt, yada, yada. So we get in the car and I get a phone call from the rest of our group because they all have to go to the bathroom. And we had some party poopers who were like, we're leaving at 8. This take too long. We just want to go. So we're just going to walk back to your house and you can meet us at your house. So we're trying to figure out the bathroom situation. And as Justin, Ashley, and I are driving away, and I'm talking to the rest of the group on the phone, I realize that I'm seeing Allie's car. And we're driving by and then it clicks. I was like, oh my God, the party we just got invited to crash is the party that Allie is at. So then
I still think, what a freaking random.
I know. What a coincidence, right? Like,
oh
what?
My gosh.
So then I tell the group, I'm like, okay, fine. You guys go to the bathroom. Meet me back at Allie's. Like, text me when you're on the way back to Allie's and we'll meet you there. We're about to go crash this party. And I tell Justin and Ashley, I'm like, guys, park. And then I felt weird because I also didn't like want to like knock on the door and be like, hey, we're the ones you just told to crash.
Right. That would be weird.
And we said no. So then I was like, okay, I'm gonna call Allie and be like, hey, we're right outside.
Oh my gosh.
So I call Allie and I'm like, hey Allie, we just got told to crash this party, can you let us in?
I was like, what? And I get up and sure enough, there they were. So they came at the perfect time.
Yeah, we did,
because we started a costume contest.
And this is the best part.
So we had already done the adults voted for the kids. Nice. But now the kids got to vote for the adults. And the kids don't know anybody,
yeah,
right? Except
yeah,
their parent. And the rule was you can't vote for your person.
Yeah.
So they had to vote for someone else. So they're looking at all the costumes. And one votes for Bree's costume. And
yeah,
one voted for Justin's costume, at least, if not more.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Could you imagine if you guys won?
We crash, win a prize, grab a drink, and literally leave like 10 minutes later.
Yes. You're great party crashers.
I know. I was just like, all I could think while I was there was, imagine if it were anyone else and they didn't know anyone at the party. Imagine if it was like a hardcore partier that got asked to crash this party. And they're like, yeah. And then they walk in and there's like 30 kids there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just inviting people off the street to a kid's party. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
That too. Oh. Yeah, so that was pretty great.
Oh my gosh. So then the fun continues. So
yeah,
you guys left and we finished out the party, which was not too much longer.
Yeah.
And then I drive home and I meet you. Perfect timing.
Yeah, at your place.
At my place. You pulled up right when I pulled up.
Yeah. Well, so the plan was for us to just drive to your house from here. So we needed to be done kind of early for some people in our party. And so we were like, let's just drive. That'll be quicker. But part of our party wanted to walk. I was like, no, I'm enjoying walking. I don't want to drive. And I was like, oh, okay. We walked and halfway through, poor John was freezing. And so he's like, oh, I wish I was in the car. And I was like, you could have went in the car. It would have been fine. And he's like, nah, it's fine. So then I was like, okay, on the way back, we'll ride in the car too. So we got to your place, finished up our scavenger hunt with everything there. Got back here and ate donuts out of a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get here.
Mm-hmm.
After putting the kids to bed. Actually, Grandma put them to bed, so thank you, Grandma.
Nice.
And yeah, and then yeah, we hung out for a little bit, and then we were like, crap, we have a episode coming out on Monday.
Uh-huh.
This is also why you guys I'm sure you've noticed I have not been posting Friday preview what's coming next week because we don't know. we have not recorded yet.
Sometimes it's hard. It's like, oh shoot, we need to record something.
Yeah, so that's why. But
I'm pretty sure I have a blister on my foot.
Oh, okay.
I was wearing heels. That wasn't smart of me.
No.
I should have worn my Converse.
Yeah.
I was low-key, guys. Yeah. I've been smart. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Continue.
Low-key.
Oh, yeah. Low-key. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot that's a word now, too.
Yeah.
I was low-key, guys. Like, the god of mischief.
Yeah, of Asgard.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was Minnie Mouse, so I was comfortable, but I was cold.
Yeah. I got fleece lined like leggings because I was like, oh, that'll be nice and warm. Mm-hmm. It's not as warm as I would like.
Well, and then tomorrow for Mr. Tyler's birthday, we're taking him to Disney on Ice.
Fun.
So that'll be fun. And then it's Monday and hello, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And tomorrow me and John are doing Fright Fest.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really cute. One of my mom's students. So John and I originally planned on going to Fright Fest tonight. Then my parents planned the Halloween party for tonight. So then we were going to go earlier in the month. But then the day that we were going to go, I got super sick. It was a bad day. And so I was like, okay, we can't go. Well, actually, I was going to... Honestly, I wasn't sick. I just had a really bad like stomach ache that was making me super, super nauseous. And like,
you can't do rides if you're super nauseous. What the...
Well, what's funny is like... Because I had plans with my little brother, too. Because mm-hmm. I'm a big sister in the Big Brother, Big Sister program, guys. And so I had plans with my little brother. Me and John were going to take him bowling. And then we were going to go to Fright Fest. Well, like, I want to say 10 minutes before we're supposed to leave is when I realized I was like, I'm in bad shape. I can't go bowling with you guys like this. I can't. So I canceled my plans with my little brother. Came upstairs, took a nap, woke up. I ate a banana and my mom had brought home ginger ale for me. Mm-hmm. So I did that, tried to get my stomach to settle. And my stomach started to feel a little bit better. I was still feeling pretty gross, but I was like, I can rally. I can go on rides. I'll be fine. And I told John, I was like, let's go. He was like, we're not going. Rides are going to make you feel sicker. We're not going.
Right.
Or actually, I think what it was. So we're also remodeling my bathroom right now. And so my mom and John were in there working on my bathroom and I was laying in my bedroom just like playing video games. I'm sick. And me and mom had been talking about it and mom went into the bathroom and I heard her. She was like, I think breathing, she can go to Fright Fest. So you guys will probably be able to go tonight. And John goes, we're not going. I was like in my room. I'm sitting there like, oh man, I wanted to go. But it was probably for the best. But during the week, mom had told the kids that we were going to Fright Fest. So I finally went into my mom's classroom this week and met her kids. And the one that, because when they told, she told her class, there was one who was like, I'm going this weekend. Maybe I'll see her.
Aww.
So I meet her kids this week. And this kid comes running up to me and he's like, I saw you at Fright Fest.
Oh, cute.
And I just had to be like, yeah, you did. Then he was like, did you go into the last haunted house? I was like, no, I don't like haunted houses. And then the look on his face, I was like, uh-oh, watch, the person he saw was probably in a haunted house.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we ended spooky season pretty good.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been pretty spooky.
Oh, yeah.
I do say so myself. Ooh. Oh, and mom's trunk won second place.
She said, I heard. That's awesome.
Yeah. We did trunk or treat. Me, her, and John. We did our trunk superhero themed and we won second place. So mom's like, we're going to have a cocoa and game night because we won a cocoa basket.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I finished The Shining. So I went back and I've started listening to last season's spooky episodes.
Yeah.
Because I've been sad that we don't have any coming out that I can listen to. So,
oh, yeah.
So tip, go do that. So I just finished our first Stephen King episode and now I'm about to start our second one and I can't wait to listen to them all because it does talk about You would mention The Shining in all of them. So
I did, because every single one.
Yep.
And now that you've read it.
Now I've read it.
Isn't it the truth?
Yeah. I mean, I think
how I've explained it or like figured it out.
I'm trying to think about one of them.
Which one?
Paul. You thought Paul had it. And I'm like,
vaguely. I don't think he has it strongly, because there was one thing. Crap. Now I'm going to have to go back and reread it.
I think it was about the car getting found.
Oh, yeah, because that whole sequence, because he sits there and comes up with how it gets found, even though he has no way to know that that's how they found it. So I think that's his.
But it
like,
didn't get found in Little Shine. It.
Oh.
It got washed away or whatever.
Oh, did it? Okay, maybe that's not how I thought it was then. How did I explain in the episode?
Like that.
Oh. Well, then I'm full of it. No, I need to go back and reread it. If I go back and reread it, I could tell you. Because, like, there were small things. I was like, oh, I think he's shining, but not.
I don't know.
He doesn't have it fully.
So I'm excited to listen to the next episode and figure that out. But anyways, so go listen to our spooky episodes from last year.
Yes. Because they were pretty good.
They
don't were. Listen to our... Okay, guys, there's one. This stupid strike makes this really hard, guys. But there's one episode that I am not a fan of that we did, because I feel like I was too... So we're talking about Stephen King's book, Carrie, guys.
Oh, crap. I have to listen to Carrie.
And that episode, I just have very strong feelings about that book. And I probably could have held myself a little bit better in the episode. So if you do go back and listen to that, please keep that in mind. And know that I am forever embarrassed about that episode.
Oh, man. Now that makes you want to go listen to it, doesn't it?
Let's see how badly Bree behaves herself.
All right. Anyways, you guys, have a wonderful Halloween. Keep it safe.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be back with you with regular content here soon.
I hope so. We keep saying that. But one day.
Someday it'll be true.
Yep. Each day we get closer. How about that?
Yeah.
That's a positive way to think about it, right?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Okay. We'll see you.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romantasy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.